Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. In this episode, we'll be discussing the recent controversy surrounding Tesla's firing of at least 18 employees, including several leaders of a unionization campaign. Workers have alleged that the company used hardball tactics against union organizers and retaliated against those involved in the unionization effort. While Tesla denies the allegations, this is not the first time that the company has faced criticism over its anti-union stance. On February 17, 2023, Tesla fired 18 employees, including key leaders of a unionization campaign, just a day after they announced plans to organize a Tesla plant in Buffalo, New York, according to workers who filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. And this move, which the Workers United Union has called unlawful, follows a pattern of hardball tactics employed by Tesla against union organizers. The firing of the employees at the Buffalo plant has put the spotlight back on the long-standing tension between Tesla and labor unions. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, has been vocal about his opposition to unions, and the company has been accused of illegally firing a worker involved in organizing at its car plant in Factory, California, as well as threatening workers with a loss of stock options if they unionized. And the Workers United Union branch in Rochester, New York, filed a charge against employer with the NLRB on Wednesday, seeking an injunction to block the firings, which it claims were done in retaliation for union activity and to discourage further union activity at the company. In response to the allegations, Tesla has said that the layoffs were part of a routine performance review cycle, and that it is false that it fired employees in response to a new union campaign. However, the workers who were laid off are arguing that the timing of the layoffs is no coincidence. Arian Barrick, who's a member of the Buffalo Organizing Committee, who is one of the employees fired, said, "I strongly feel this is in retaliation to the committee announcement, and it's shameful. She was let go after returning to work following a bout with COVID-19 and bereavement leave." Barrick's claims are supported by the Workers United Union, which has accused Tesla of terminating these individuals in retaliation for union activity and to discourage union activity. The Buffalo factory, also known as Gigafactory 2, makes solar panels and components for charging equipment and has about 800 workers who help develop driver-assisted software. The workers who were fired were part of Tesla's autopilot labeling team, which accounts for about 4% of the factory's workforce. In a statement by Tesla, they claimed that it identified the impacted employees 10 days before the unionization plans were announced, and then it only learned in hindsight that one of the 27 employees identified was part of this union. Tesla also emphasized that it conducts performance review cycles every 6 months, and that employees who fail to meet performance expectations are let go. The company denied allegations that employees are pressured to delay bathroom breaks, as previously reported by Bloomberg. The Tesla Workers United, the group of workers attempting to unionize in Buffalo, has not responded to our request for comments on this issue, and the company is widely reported to have disbanded its press relations team in 2020, making it difficult to get an official statement from Tesla on this matter. This latest controversy comes as Tesla faces mounting pressure from regulators and critics over issues such as its autopilot system and working conditions at its factories. Tesla's autopilot system has been criticized for being a potential safety hazard, and the company has faced numerous lawsuits over accidents involving this technology. Now, in addition, Tesla has been accused of poor working conditions at its factories as well, with workers alleging that they are overworked and underpaid. Despite these challenges, Tesla remains a hugely popular an influential company in the world of EVs, and its founder and CEO, Elon Musk, has become one of the most well-known and controversial figures in the tech industry. As the company continues to expand and innovate, it remains to be seen whether it will be able to maintain its position as a leader in the EV market while also addressing the concerns of its workers and the regulators. Next, we'll be diving into the world of EV batteries in the mining industry that supplies the materials necessary for their production. With Tesla reportedly exploring a takeover of Sigma Lithium Corporation, a Canada-based battery metals miner The electric vehicle giant is making bold moves towards securing its own supply chain. In this episode...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we'll explore the implications of this potential acquisition and the larger trends shaping the EV industry's push towards greater sustainability. But before we get into that, could you take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now? It really helps the show out and helps me continue doing these episodes every single day of the week. Thank you so much. Shares of Sigma Lithium Corp, a Canada-based battery metals miner, rose 21% in extended trading on Friday after Bloomberg News reported that Tesla Inc. was considering a takeover bid. The report cited people with knowledge of the matter who said that Tesla has been in talks with potential advisors about the bid and that Sigma Lithium is among the mining options the electric vehicle maker is exploring. Neither Tesla nor Sigma Lithium immediately responded to requests for comment. However, the news comes as no surprise as Tesla's chief executive officer, Elon Musk, had said last year that the company was open to buying a mining company to speed up worldwide adoption of clean energy tech. Now, Sigma Lithium is finishing construction of a hard rock lithium mine in Brazil that is expected to open by April. And the mine will produce spodumene concentrate, which is used to make lithium hydroxide, a type of a metal preferred by some automakers, including Tesla and BMW. And the project will use hydroelectric power, helping to significantly reduce its carbon footprint. Now, Sigma's market capitalization is currently at $3.21 billion, and its U.S. stock nearly tripled in value last year. It is among a number of mining companies that Tesla and other automakers routinely talk to about potential supplies of lithium and other EV metals without necessarily signing contracts. Now, Tesla signed a deal with Piedmont Lithium to supply spodumene concentrate from Quebec starting later this year, and the company also has supply contracts for nickel, lithium, and other EV metals from suppliers around the world. However, Tesla's interest in Sigma Lithium could have significant implications for the mining industry, particularly in Brazil. The country is the world's largest producer of niobium and has a significant amount of reserves of other EV metals, including lithium. The Brazilian government has identified the mining industry as a key driver of economic growth, but concerns have been raised about the environmental impact of mining activities lately. In recent years, there's been a growing demand for EV metals, particularly as governments around the world are setting targets to phase out gasoline-powered cars. However, there are concerns about the sustainability of the supply chain for these metals, particularly given the environmental and social impact of mining activities. Companies such as Tesla have been working to address these concerns by investing in sustainable mining practices and seeking out suppliers that can demonstrate responsible sourcing. However, the industry as a whole still faces significant challenges, particularly around transparency and traceability. Now, Tesla's interest in Sigma Lithium is likely to raise questions about the company's own sustainability practices, particularly given the environmental and social impact of lithium mining. However, it could also signal a broader shift in the industry, as companies seek to take greater control over their own supply chains and invest in sustainable mining practices. And as demand for EVs continue to grow, the role of the mining industry in the transition to a low-carbon economy is likely to become increasingly important. The challenge for companies such as Tesla will be to balance the need for sustainable supply chains with the need to secure access to the metals that are essential for the production of EVs. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I appreciate your support. Now, if you could take a second, hit the subscribe button. Would help us even more over here at Stage Zero Studios. So thanks again, and I will see you in the next one. If you'd like to help out the show even more, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/StageZero. Thanks again.